We're at Corner House today talking to Gabby Jenks, who's festival manager of Abandoned Normal Devices, a festival of new cinema and media art that has been going since 2009. It returns to Manchester for one weekend only, this coming weekend, before going on a tour across the Northwest and back to the city in late August. Gabby, the festival has been running for a few years now. Can you describe what it is?
So Abandoned Normal Devices is a festival of cinema, work that looks at art and technology, and it also is about debate-driven work, so work that asks questions about how we live and makes us think about physical normality, social normality, and technological normality.
So it's a festival of art that breaks boundaries, is that right?
Yeah, it's funny we say break boundaries. The way that we think about it is it's about ideas and the mediums through which we do that, whether that's film, design, technology, they are, in some senses, the byproducts or the medium, the ways in which we do it, but it's about ideas. The festival is about asking people to think or getting audiences to think, and that's what we mean by boundary breaking.
And so when people come to Manchester this weekend, they can see new film, they can see some new exhibitions. How do you want them to think? What kind of boundaries are they expected to transgress?
Okay, well, this weekend is actually about flagging up that the festival dates have changed, because every year we're in September. This year we're in August. So the preview weekend is really about enabling people to see some of the projects that will happen in August. So we will have a festival trailer, which will have all the highlights on, and that's around some of the works which are about installing a new public transport system in Manchester, a project that enables teenagers to give adults advice.
Well, that'll be an interesting one.
So the trailer will probably allow people to get a sense of some of the experiences that the festival offers. And as part of that, we wanted to show some of the films that we've been working on, and that includes the Swan Down feature film and Alan Ells, the creator.
We'll come back to Swans in a little while, because we have some exciting pedalo news. But I was under the impression that this year was the swan song for the festival itself, that 2012 was the end of the festival, but that's not the case, is that right? It's going to carry on?
Yeah, the festival is part of a four-year programme that's linked to the Cultural Olympiad. But the ambition is to continue, and we have been awarded transitions money by the Legacy Trust to continue to 2013 and beyond. And there is a commitment by all the partners and the artists that we work with to want to continue.
And the partners are Corner House, Folly and Fact in Liverpool, that's right.
Yeah.
And I have read somewhere that that quite often artists will come to you with strange ideas that they can't really get put on anywhere else, but think, oh, I know, the AND Festival is perfect for that. Is that right? And is it so? It's all about experimentation and doing unusual things.
It is. But it's also it's funny, because I think we do get those phone calls, and we often approach artists with particular ideas, because you know we contact artists, you know, on the basis of what they've produced sometimes before, so their body of practice, and they'll come with some crazy idea and just assume that's what we want to do.
And you're the people that say, yes, we'll do that.
And we go, okay, you want to work with a hot air balloon? Okay, we'll find out how to do that. But there is there is something about us wanting to take risks and getting artists to think a little bit differently about their practice. So if they do want to make a departure from previous work that they've made, then we give them the space to do that. But it's also we do not give artists the permission to play. They already play, and we just give them a platform to do that.
Yeah.
And that's where we see the festival to be. And so we try and create an environment and an atmosphere where they feel they can do that quite freely.
So less a festival of new cinema, more a festival of ideas.
Troublemakers.
Troublemakers and swans. So let's get back to the swans. So this weekend sees the premiere of Swan Down. Can you tell me what that particular film is all about?
Well, as I mentioned before, we are linked to the Cultural Olympiad. Our major funding is from there. And Andrew Cotting, who is he's a fairly well-known British film director, came to us with this feature film, which was really quite a comical response to the Olympics. It was this very Dada-esque, really poetic, but also statement around the Olympic values of harder, faster, stronger. he wanted to pedal this pedalo from Hackney to Hastings.
His swan-shaped pedalo.
Indeed. So,
and there's two men of a certain age.
Yes, and they're drinking at the same time. They're drinking and they're swimming, and this pedalo actually goes into the sea. There's moments where you don't think that they will survive. It's definitely boys just having fun as well. But there are some interesting questions they ask. And Ian Sinclair is a well-known critic of the Olympics and obviously what's been happening in London around the park. So it felt like a really suitable film to launch the festival with. We premiere that on Friday.
And you will have a swan in the Irwell.
We will indeed, yeah.
Or Swan's Lake Pedalo in the Irwell.
So, yeah, pedalos are in vogue this year. There was another project in the region called the Open Source Pedalo, which a group of artists have been working on for a while. I do know that it was they worked with Sport Relief, and it got pedaled from Leeds to from Liverpool to Leeds and raised £50,000. So it's quite a famous pedalo. Mm-hmm. And it will be here at the preview weekend, and Andrew and Ian will be on site talking about the film.
Fantastic. Gabby, thank you very much for your time. And Festival Preview Weekend is this weekend at Corner House and returns to Manchester later in the year.